This is the reading for June 28th, Job chapter 29. Job continued to speak, "How I wish for the months that have passed and the days when God watched over me. God's lamp shined on my head and I walked through darkness by His light. I wish for the days when I was strong and God's close friendship blessed my house. The Almighty was still with me and my children were all around me. It was as if my path were covered with cream and the rocks poured out olive oil for me. I would go to the city gate and sit in the public square. When the young men saw me, they would step aside and the old men would stand up in respect. The leading men stopped speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voices of the important men were quiet, as if their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouths. Anyone who heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me praised me, because I saved the poor who called out and the orphan who had no one to help. The dying person blessed me, and I made the widow's heart sing. I put on right living as if it were clothing. I wore fairness like a robe and a turban. I was eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was like a father to needy people, and I took the side of strangers who were in trouble. I broke the fangs of evil people and snatched the captives from their teeth. I thought, I will live for as many days as there are grains of sand, and I will die in my own house. My roots will reach down to the water. The dew will lie on the branches all night. New honors will come to me continually, and I will always have great strength. People listened to me carefully and waited quietly for my advice. After I finished speaking, they spoke no more. My words fell very gently on their ears. They waited for me as they would for rain, and drank in my words like spring rain. I smiled at them when they doubted, and my approval was important to them. I chose the way for them and was their leader. I lived like a king among his army, like a person who comforts sad people." 1 Chronicles chapter 15. David built houses for himself in Jerusalem. Then he prepared a place for the ark of God, and he set up a tent for it. David said, "Only the Levites may carry the ark of God. The Lord chose them to carry the ark of the Lord and to serve him forever." David called all the people of Israel to come to Jerusalem. He wanted to bring the ark of the Lord to the place he had made for it. David called together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites. There were 120 people from Kohath's family group, with Uriel as their leader. There were 220 people from Merari's family group, with Asaiah as their leader. There were 130 people from Gershon's family group, with Joel as their leader. There were 200 people from Elzaphan's family group, with Shemaiah as their leader. There were 80 people from Hebron's family group, with Eliel as their leader. And there were 112 people from Uzziel's family group, with Amminadab as their leader. Then David asked the priests Zadok and Abiathar and these Levites to come to him: Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Amminadab. David said to them, "You are the leaders of the families of Levi. You and the other Levites must give yourself for service to the Lord. Bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place I have made for it. The last time we did not ask the Lord how to carry it. You Levites didn't carry it, so the Lord our God punished us." Then the priests and Levites prepared themselves for service to the Lord so they could carry the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. The Levites used special poles to carry the ark of God on their shoulders, as Moses had commanded, just as the Lord had said they should. David told the leaders of the Levites to appoint their brothers as singers, to play their lyres, harps, and cymbals, and to sing happy songs. So the Levites appointed Heman and his relatives Asaph and Ethan. Heman was Joel's son. Asaph was Berechiah's son, and Ethan from the Merari family group was Cushiah's son. There was also a second group of Levites: Zechariah, Jeziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Messiah, Mattathiah, Alephahu, Mikneiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel. They were the Levite guards. The singers Heman, Asaph, and Ethan played bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Jaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah played the lyres. Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Mikneiah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azaziah played the harps. The Levite leader, Kenaniah, was in charge of the singing because he was very good at it. Berechiah and Elkanah were two of the guards for the Ark of the Agreement. The priests, Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nathanael, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar had the job of blowing trumpets in front of the Ark of God. Obed-Edom and Janiah were also guards for the Ark. David, the leaders of Israel, and the commanders of 1,000 soldiers went to get the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord. They all went to bring the Ark from Obed-Edom's house with great joy. Because God helped the Levites who carried the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 male sheep. All the Levites who carried the Ark, and Kenaniah, the man in charge of the singing, and all the singers wore robes of fine linen. David also wore a robe of fine linen and a holy vest of fine linen. So all the people of Israel brought up the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord. They shouted, blew horns and trumpets, and played cymbals, lyres, and harps. As the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord entered Jerusalem, Saul's daughter Michal watched from the window. When she saw King David dancing and celebrating, she hated him. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. They brought the Ark of God and put it inside the tent that David had set up for it. Then they offered burnt offerings and fellowship offerings to God. When David had finished giving the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. He gave a loaf of bread, some dates, and raisins to every Israelite man and woman. Then David appointed some of the Levites to serve before the Ark of the Lord. They had the job of leading the worship and giving thanks and praising the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph, who played the cymbals, was the leader. Zechariah was second to him. The other Levites were Jaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel. They played the lyres and harps. Benaiah and Jehaziel were priests who blew the trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Agreement with God. That day, David first gave Asaph and his relatives the job of singing praises to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord and pray to Him. Tell the nations what He has done. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell about all His miracles. Be glad that you are His. Let those who seek the Lord be happy. Depend on the Lord and His strength. Always go to Him for help. Remember the miracles He has done, His wonders, and His decisions. You are the descendants of His servant Israel. You are the children of Jacob, His chosen people. He is the Lord our God. His laws are for all the world. He will keep His agreement forever. He will keep His promises always. He will keep the agreement He made with Abraham and the promise He made to Isaac. He made it a law for the people of Jacob. He made it an agreement with Israel to last forever. He said, I will give the land of Canaan to you, to belong to you. Then God's people were few in number, and they were strangers in the land. They went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another. But He did not let anyone hurt them. He warned kings not to harm them. He said, don't touch my chosen people, and don't harm my prophets. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, every day. Tell how He saves us. Tell the nations about His glory. Tell all peoples the miracles He does. The Lord is great. He should be praised. He should be respected more than all the gods. All the gods of the nations are only idols, but the Lord made the skies. He has glory and majesty. He has power and joy in His temple. Praise the Lord, all nations on earth. Praise the Lord's glory and power. Praise the glory of the Lord's name. Bring an offering and come to Him. Worship the Lord because He is holy. Tremble before Him, everyone on earth. The earth is set, and it cannot be moved. Let the skies rejoice, and the earth be glad. Let people everywhere say, "The Lord is King." Let the sea and everything in it shout. Let the fields and everything in them rejoice. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord. They will sing because He is coming to judge the world. Thank the Lord because He is good. His love continues forever. Say to Him, "Save us, God our Savior, and bring us back and save us from other nations." Then we will thank You and will gladly praise You. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He always was and always will be. All the people said amen and praised the Lord. Then David left Asaph and the other Levites there in front of the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord. They were to serve there every day. David also left Obed-Edom and 68 other Levites to serve with them. Hosah and Obed-Edom, son of Jeduthun, were guards. David left Zadok the priest and the other priests who served with him in front of the tent of the Lord at the place of worship in Gibeon. Every morning and evening they offered burnt offerings on the altar of burnt offerings, following the rules written in the teachings of the Lord which He had given Israel. With them were Heman and Jeduthun and other Levites. They were chosen by name to sing praises to the Lord because His love continues forever. Heman and Jeduthun also had the job of playing the trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments when songs were sung to God. Jeduthun's sons guarded the gates. Then all the people left. Each person went home, and David also went home to bless the people in his home.
Chapter 9.
Saul kept threatening to murder the Lord's disciples. He went to the chief priest and asked him to write letters of authorization to the synagogue leaders in the city of Damascus. Saul wanted to arrest any man or woman who followed the way of Christ and imprison them in Jerusalem. As Saul was coming near the city of Damascus, a light from heaven suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul asked, "Who are you, sir?" The person replied, "I'm Jesus, the one you're persecuting. Get up, go into the city, and you'll be told what you should do." Meanwhile, the men traveling with him were speechless. They heard the voice, but didn't see anyone. Saul was helped up from the ground. When he opened his eyes, he was blind, so his companions led him into Damascus. For 3 days, he couldn't see and didn't eat or drink. A disciple named Ananias lived in the city of Damascus. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." Ananias answered, "Yes, Lord." The Lord told him, "Get up, go to Judas's house on Straight Street and ask for a man named Saul from the city of Tarsus. He's praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias place his hands on him to restore his sight." Ananias replied, "Lord, I've heard a lot of people tell about the many evil things this man has done to your people in Jerusalem. Saul has come here to Damascus with authority from the chief priests to put anyone who calls on your name in prison." The Lord told Ananias, "Go. I've chosen this man to bring my name to nations, to kings, and to the people of Israel. I'll show him how much he has to suffer for the sake of my name." Ananias left and entered Judas's house. After he placed his hands on Saul, Ananias said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way to Damascus, sent me to you. He wants you to see again and to be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. Then Saul stood up and was baptized. After he had something to eat, his strength came back to him. Saul was with the disciples in the city of Damascus for several days. He immediately began to spread the word in their synagogues that Jesus was the Son of God. Everyone who heard him was amazed. They asked, "Isn't this the man who destroyed those who worshiped the one named Jesus in Jerusalem? Didn't he come here to take these worshipers as prisoners to the chief priests in Jerusalem?" Saul grew more powerful, and he confused the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Messiah. Later, the Jews planned to murder Saul, but Saul was told about their plot. They were watching the city gates day and night in order to murder him. However, Saul's disciples lowered him in a large basket through an opening in the wall one night. After Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but everyone was afraid of him. They wouldn't believe that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took an interest in Saul and brought him to the apostles. Barnabas told the apostles how Saul had seen the Lord on the road and that the Lord had spoken to him. Barnabas also told them how boldly Saul had spoken about the one named Jesus in the city of Damascus. Then Saul went throughout Jerusalem with the disciples. He spoke boldly with the power and authority of the Lord. He talked and argued with Greek-speaking Jews, but they tried to murder him. As soon as the disciples found out about this, they took Saul to Caesarea and sent him to Tarsus. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace. The number of people increased as people lived in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. When Peter was going around to all of God's people, he came to those who lived in the city of Lydda. In Lydda, Peter found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and confined to a cot for 8 years. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you well. Get up and pick up your cot." Aeneas immediately got up. Everyone who lived in the city of Lydda and the coastal region of Sharon saw what had happened to Aeneas and turned to the Lord in faith. A disciple named Tabitha lived in the city of Joppa. Her Greek name was Dorcas. She always helped people and gave things to the poor. She became sick and died. Her body was prepared for burial and was laid in an upstairs room. Lydda is near the city of Joppa. When the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him. They begged Peter, "Hurry to Joppa, we need your help." So Peter went with them. When he arrived, he was taken upstairs. All the widows stood around him. They were crying and showing Peter the articles of clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter made everyone leave the room. He knelt and prayed. Then he turned toward the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Tabitha opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. Peter took her hand and helped her stand up. After he called the believers, especially the widows, he presented Tabitha to them. She was alive. The news about this spread throughout the city of Joppa, and as a result, many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for a number of days with Simon, a leather worker.